Friday of the sixth week of Easter, after a lapse of a few days because of the missions, I return to share with you meditations on the gospel. Today is John 16, verses 20 to 23. The Lord says to his disciples, "I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices." The Lord is preparing them so that when it happens, they can remember. I know what's going on. Be at peace. This is passing. And the same thing is with us. The Lord tells us also, in this world, we will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. And sometimes we question, why is it that others who don't believe in Jesus, they get ahead, it seems. But then the Lord goes on, your grief will become joy. And when that happens, then it will all be worth it, worth it. And he compares this to a woman in labor, how she is in anguish at her hour. But then when the child arrives, she no longer thinks about the suffering because of the joy of the child. Well, that is beautiful. That's the way it is with us Christians. And what do we do while we are in the suffering? We hold on to the promise of the Lord. It's all worth it. What a great honor, even, to be able to trust in God and suffer something for his sake. And then he tells us that when he comes back resurrected, that will be the joy. And then they will not question Jesus any longer, because the Holy Spirit will reveal to the hearts the truth. The Holy Spirit will be our advocate, and it will be our light of understanding, ever growing in sharing divine life with Jesus. And then he says something very amazing. "I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give you." Perhaps this is one of the most misunderstood sayings from Jesus. It's important that we notice he says, whatever you ask in my name. What does that mean? That means that we ask in complete communion with him. And he always asks the Father in complete communion and docility, seeking the will of the Father, not his own way. Father, may your will be done. And so if we are that open to the Holy Spirit, to always be willing to guide our lives by the Spirit, then our prayer will be new, will be transformed. We will desire above all that we may be disposed to do the will of God. And when we pray that way, for example, if we pray, Lord, show me my faults, show me the way to go, I am willing to die to myself, I am willing to obey you, give me the grace, then the Lord evermore will teach us and guide us. God bless you.